Imagine how kind the world could be if each of us spent a small part of our day actively listening to someone else. In each episode of Active Listening, students from the University of St. Francis share conversation with older adults and discuss life lessons. The project's goal is simple: to bring people together through the kindness of listening. Now we're going to hear from Mark. He was interviewed by Georgia Lieb. Mark shares his perspective on high school interests, music, and factory work.
Of course, over your life, some of your activities and hobbies change. One of my biggest ones has always been music. Okay, so as soon as I could play music in school, I did. I learned to sing, of course, and I sang in the church choir and in the school chorus and like that. I took lessons on the cornet, played that all years in high school. By the time I was a senior in high school, I played in the jazz ensemble, and we did a Dixieland-type band. And then by the time I was a senior in high school, I played in the rock and roll band. At the time, we played all over eastern Kansas and western Missouri. I was 18. First time I got used to staying in hotels. Of course, instead of there being two people in the room, there were eight, because there'd be the six of us plus a couple of roadies. And, you know, we'd fight over who got to sleep in the bed, and the rest of us were on the floor in sleeping bags, you know?
Wow.
But it was all part of the music thing that I did. I always went to concerts when we found out about good people that were coming through the area. And, you know, we'd get three or four people together and we would drive from my college town into Kansas City to hear them. I grew up a lot doing that and the rock and roll band thing.
How have your dreams and goals changed throughout your life? Because I know when you're younger, you have a different idea how things should be, and then later changes, but...
The first time things shifted for me was in college. And we were taught to think critically, which meant paying attention to the economic situation you were in personally, as well as the people around you that you cared about. And since back in those days, there was manufacturing opportunities available. You know, almost anybody could get out of high school and get a job in a factory someplace, and they would slide you into a place that fit your abilities. And they would put me in stuff that was more technical, and you made enough money, you could raise a family, have your own place, you could buy a house if you wanted. But all that manufacturing's gone now. It's all been shipped overseas, and there's almost none of it left. So, you know, if you didn't like working at one place, you could quit and the next day, go to work someplace else that paid you better. And some of the other, you know, folks here in this facility, especially the guys, you ask them, well, where did you work during your life? And they'll name seven or eight places, every manufacturing place in town. And they'd work for one for a while, and if they got pissed off or didn't like something that happened, or if they got fired, you know, they'd walk out of the place and the next day be hired at another place. So that was the case, especially for a city like Fort Wayne.
What you just heard is part of the Active Listening series, put together as a collaboration between the University of St. Francis and WBOI. Additional conversations can be found online at WBOI.org or wherever WBOI podcasts are found. Faculty advisors for Active Listening are Miles Fulwider, Jane Martin, and Kristen Miller. This program was also made possible thanks to the support of Trina Bodeker from the USF Office for Service and Social Action. Our interviewers are Laura Jansen, Georgia Lieb, Caleb Meyer, Sean Rollins, Jennifer Schinkel, Sage Souter, Miranda Tyler, Kendra Seifring, and Do Thong. USF Meta students are Nicholas Cardosa, Vaughn Gallagher, Joey Lamping, Ashley Price, Renee Robinson, Tyler Ross, and Jennifer Schinkel. Active Listening's creative director is Larissa Whitaker. Our music is by Noah Campodonico. And thank you for listening.